separate to heal. Because you're not really separate, you're just getting your crazy egos from around each other for a minute. Because your relationship, you know your relationship is stronger than your ego, because you've been with that person a long time through various personalities. And personalities are the ego. Right, so you know that your relationship and that person's personality is not the same thing. You know that the person you're talking to right now is not the person you was talking to 5 years ago. You know this is a different personality, but your relationship is real. And that's the relationships I love. Those relationships where it's the relationship is stronger than the form that it takes. You know, that we'll always alter our relationship to keep it. Which means today we might be girlfriend and boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever. Tomorrow we might be best friends. Another day we might have sex for a while, we might not, if that's what would give the situation more peace right now. In other words, we're going to continue to change the form to maintain our relationship, because that's the easiest way to do it, because form always changes and relationships are eternal. But we do it the opposite. We try to make the form eternal and change the relationship. I was trying to change the relationship and keep the same form. You know, and the Lord says, no, it's just the opposite. Realize the relationship is what's real, and you can always change the way you relate to keep it. If it's important enough to you to do it the easy way. Then you come right up against the ego, which is the part of you that doesn't believe that you deserve to have peace, which is the other thought system. And so you in conflict, because even though you could have it easier for yourself, you don't friggin' think you're worth it. Because you're guilty. See what I'm saying? So when the easy way shows up, it takes a spiritual master to receive it. You have to be a master to accept the easy way. Anybody can accept the struggle. That's it. People accept the struggle. That's a dime a dozen. But that's why people that accept the struggle have to make it spiritual, so it won't seem totally insane. So they'll say, well, it's good for my spiritual growth to go through all this hell. Yeah. Right? And that's exactly the way the Course says you should look at it. If you decide to give yourself a struggle, see it as for your own best interest, helping you grow and to realize a truth. But you didn't have to learn the lesson in pain or struggle. It is not a requirement, it's an elective. And if you choose to use it, the way to be able to handle it is to say, this is for my own best interest. I do not perceive my own best interest in this situation, but this is for my own. That's the only way you can deal with struggle, not to drive yourself crazy. This is for my own best interest. Then you won't fight it, and then the solution can come faster. But to be in the struggle and then to say it's not in your own best interest and to attack it, it just keeps it going. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure I get through some more of this. You had your hand up. Okay. Is that everybody? Is that on this train with me? Let me check in. Y'all on the train?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so simple that you know the temptation would be to forget it. Okay? When you walk out of here. Because if you're a drama king or queen, there is nothing harder than the Course in Miracles. I'm serious. If you're a person who you just need drama after drama after drama after drama after drama, the Course will be very difficult teaching, because your whole sense of identity comes from complexity. All the complex, all the complex issues in your life, that's your ego, that's your story.
So to be away from the relationship is in
your own best interest. Yeah. If the goal is peace,
if there's conflict
that cannot be resolved, which simply means there are two people who want to be right more than they want to be happy. Because there's no such thing as two people really want to have peace that can't have it. If both of them want it.
Yeah.
What keeps it from happening is the addiction to the form of the relationship. The script. The fantasy. I pray to God every time I have one. Because I don't want no more fantasy relationships. I want real ones that last. get sick of them relationships. We talk all this stuff at the beginning about how much you mean each other, how important you are, and then down the road, you know, they ain't there. You ain't there. You know, it's not happening. You know, but it was the fantasy. You know, I want some real stuff. So you have to be real to have it. Mm-hmm. And that's the kicker. I used to be a fake person wanting real people in my life. Yeah, they are reflecting your unreality with yourself. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're not being true to yourself, and so you meet people who betray you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's deep, isn't it?
Smart.
It says you are not asked to make insane decisions. Although you can think you're being asked to make an insane decision, like forgive and trust, it's two rules of advice that he gave that was interesting at the workshop that I love, that I try to remember. And he says, you know, he studied for years and years and traveled all over the world and did all these different rituals with all kind of, indigenous people, and you know, and he said he reduces it all now to two things, which is forgive quickly. Because you can't be in the now without it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell the truth fast. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's it. That's
it. That's good.
Because if you don't tell the truth fast, your ego will answer before you do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, tell the truth fast and really tell it what you, say what you really feel before you think about what would be the best thing to say. That would be one example. You really want to say the truth, but you wait. And so your ego paints a story for you to tell the person that you think will be better. You know, that's one example. Tell the truth fast. Well, the truth is, this really is how I'm feeling right now about blah, 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 blah. This is honestly how I feel, da, 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 da. And you're not attacking anybody, you just tell them how you feel. But if I hesitate, I'm gonna let my ego get involved, and then I'm gonna go to the lie. I'm gonna start covering up. I'm gonna start trying to figure out what to say and how to say it and all that kind of stuff. But the truth, the situation just really needs forgiveness quick and some truth telling fast. Most people don't even think their relationship is strong enough to withstand the truth, which should be letting them know everything they need to know right there. Mm-hmm. If I think my relationship with you is vulnerable, we already know we don't have a real relationship. That's why I'm hiding from you.
That's so true.
Yeah, I already know it's not real. That's why I'm not telling you the truth. And and if I tell you the truth, the illusion will end faster than I want it to. Yeah, I want the illusion to last a little bit longer. So if I tell you the truth, even though I know it's unreal, I know the end of the relationship, and I'm not ready for this fantasy to end now. That's why I can't tell you the truth.
That's with friends, just plain old friends.
That could be, anything. I always say, don't just apply it to love relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Roommates. Whatever it is.
Children. Like it was saying, a good teacher is a good demonstrator. And so a good teacher's job is to motivate the person to change their own mind, because the mind is fundamental. You can't change anybody else's mind. But what you can do is motivate them to change their own mind. Most people don't try to change people like that. They just want to change you. They don't want to motivate you to change, because if they had to motivate you to change, then they have to be doing something you like. Mm-hmm. They have to be doing something that inspires you.
Damn,
see,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Think about it. But that's why we tell people, you want to change me, I tell people, you change me. You sure? Give me a good reason. Mm-hmm. Give me a good enough reason. And look, I'm in charge of this one. So you inspire me, and I change me. But you got to give me a good reason, and it can't be all this judgment, criticism, lying, and condemning. That's not going to motivate me at all. Because you can't change me. All you can do is motivate me.
That is so good.
And so a good parent is a good motivator. You got to give a child a reason to want to have some sense. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of that fancy parenting discipline stuff, you know. Holy Spirit will direct you about the details of the day-to-day realities that you have to deal with. But if you really want to have a kid, you know, my mother knew she didn't have to worry about me. You know what I'm saying? She knew she didn't have to worry about me, because she knew I was motivated myself to have peace for myself, even when I was a child. Because I learned early in the game that the person who obeys the rules gets the freedom.
I loved that. I was so glad when I learned that as a kid. Because I was watching all these people around me, the rebels, and they were being watched like a hawk. And they didn't have no freedom. Their parent be on top of them. I'd be like, okay, you want me to make up my bed? And I'm out of there. I'm done. They're like, what do you want to do? And I was, okay, you can go do it. Oh, I know he's responsible, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'll give him a little bit more freedom. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I realized the reason why I was having a hard time with the world was I forgot to apply that same rule even now. Obey the rules of the world so you can be free of it. Because the minute that you don't stick out, you're free to do whatever you want to do because you're invisible. And in the world, true freedom comes from invisibility, not visibility. It comes from not sticking out. That doesn't mean you wouldn't express your individuality.